Ag Fact of the Day. From the high plains to the mountain ranges and in between, over 1 million head of beef cattle are raised in Colorado, making us the fourth largest beef producer in the nation. This Ag Fact is courtesy of the Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Being a Colorado Farm Bureau member has its benefits. From outstanding insurance to products and services, Farm Bureau members have access to an extensive member benefits program, like $1,000 off the Polaris Brutus UTV or 20% off hotels. Take advantage of these benefits and go to ColoradoFarmBureau.com.
Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Alber. We now continue with the audio featuring the final inductee to the Class of 2020 at the 31st Annual Farm Credit Colorado Agriculture Hall of Fame, which was held at the Renaissance Denver Stapleton Hotel on February 26th. And now, Master of Ceremonies, Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture, Kate Greenberg.
Our final honoree has been a servant leader and a force when defending the agriculture community and educating others about the importance of agriculture. Please join me in congratulating Mr. Don Shawcroft.
Well, thank you. This is amazing. This is a heck of a party. I think maybe we ought to do it next year. What do you think? A great idea. Well, thank you to the FFA and certainly to the FFA Foundation for this humbling recognition. Many years ago, many more than I'd like to sometimes acknowledge, I had the privilege of being on the FFA Foundation and seeing the submissions, selecting some of those and thinking, I don't think I'll ever get selected for that one. Little did I know. Past FFA board presidents, or other board members of the foundation, I recall a time when to have a crowd like this and have this kind of donations given to the foundation was nothing more than a dream. Thank you all for being here for that important part of this event. Anyone who receives this recognition knows it hasn't happened just because of his or her personal efforts. I've been blessed, absolutely blessed, and been surrounded by great people. Tonight, I would like all of you to help me honor those who've made it possible for me to be here now. In an effort to help you re-understand how many people have helped me in my journey and how many of them are here tonight, even recognizing that many that I should thank are not here tonight, and as you hear the names and groups, I ask that if you know them, please mention to them that I appreciate their contribution to my life. I ask that all of you here tonight who are mentioned individually or in the mentioned group, please stand and remain standing until I finish my list. Some obviously will not be here tonight. The first is my oncologist, Dr. Antonio Jimeno, and the great staff at University Health. My wife, Ann Shawcroft, all of our family. Come on, guys. You can stand. Come on, kids, grandkids. Residents of and all who have a family or business connection with the San Luis Valley. Please stand. I know there's more than that in this group. There's somebody back there. I knew there were some here. Especially those in the healthcare and agriculture industry of the valley. As you saw tonight, that's been an amazing challenge in the San Luis Valley. Rural health is a real issue. Past and present members of the Colorado House and the Colorado Senate Agricultural Committees. Jerry, where are you? Past and current board members and volunteer leaders, as well as past and current staff of Colorado and American Farm Bureau, including the insurance companies. Please stand. Come on now. Sean, get your wife to stand up. Don, come on, join. I see somebody else sitting down over there, too. And finally, anyone here tonight who isn't yet standing, but knew my parents, John and Betty Shawcroft. Thank you. Please give them all a round of applause. We watched a little bit about water tonight. I want Chris to know that there's a principle I learned. Water finds its own elevation. Finds its own level, rather, in elevation as well as economic value. Just thought you might want to know that. I'm sure you do, but I thought that was interestingly put that way. Before I step down, I know she's getting nervous, I must thank my parents for examples of servant leaders that they were. My wife, Ann, 40 years ago, after repeated visits to the apartment where she was living and doing things together, finally again began believing I was coming to see her, not just her roommates, who happened to be my first cousins. Since the intervening decade, she has endured all the all-too-frequent, "Dear, the house heat is off. The water is not running." While I was gone, the cattle were getting out. My deep thanks to our children, who checked heifers, pulled calves, and ran fast enough from those nervous old cows during calving season. And from when they changed water in the middle of the night or moved cows when it was San Luis Valley cold. Our grandchildren, who now provide us opportunities to watch their parents and think, "We warned you someday your children would do that." An absolute heartfelt thank you for being nominated for this award. A special thank you to Keith Probst, who's no longer with us, Roger Bill Mitchell, Alan Fouts, Troy Bradenkamp, Chad Worthman, and all of the Colorado Farm Bureau staff, to Jack Anderson, Jerry Keating, and Cheryl Radke, and their key senior staff, to all the past board members in the, all the organizations I have been honored to serve in. Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap on this week's show. Congratulations once again to all three inductees to the Class of 2020 at the 31st Annual Farm Credit Colorado Agricultural Hall of Fame, Mr. Chris Dinsdale, Mr. Charles Hanneman Jr., and Mr. Don Shawcroft. You can check out all the audio and video from that event online at livestream.com/barnmedia. That's also where you can see all the audio and video from all the general sessions and the media panel for the 29th Annual Governor's Forum on Colorado Agriculture that was presented by the Colorado Agricultural Leadership Program earlier that day. There's links to those webcast archives online inside the barn of barnmedia.net, which is also where you find the latest national, regional, and of course more Colorado Ag news too. Until next time, this is Ryan Almer. Hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for making this week inside the barn part of it. Take care, folks, and God bless. We'll